Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
We are getting into ear infection territory. Good day, Mark.
Good day.
We are about to enter the fall and winter season when ear infections are far more common, some of them associated with influenza, but most of them just viral infections. This week, our poem is going to look at one aspect of treating ear infections. Listeners will be happy that it's not another doctor bashing study that says that we're over-treating ear infections, which we are. This asks a much more narrow question, one that I actually had not thought about. And it is that when we do treat ear infections, we try to kill the bacteria that we think is causing the infection, and we likely kill other bacteria as well. The authors ask, well, does antibiotic treatment for acute otitis media increase the risk of subsequent ear infections? A very interesting question published in the British Medical Journal. Mark, what did the authors find?
Yeah, this is, I kind of came out of left field for me, and but a very interesting study. This was a follow-up. They had done a randomized control trial that compared amoxicillin with placebo in kids with acute otitis media. And the original study had 240 kids. They were between the ages of 6 and 24 months. But even after the original study was over, they didn't tell the parents whether their kid had had antibiotics or not. So they really couldn't be influenced into thinking that antibiotics are a cure-all or a terrible thing or useless or useful or whatever. And there weren't any further interventions as part of the study. They just left them alone, and so the kids were treated like any other kids in the Netherlands, riding their little bicycles, skating on the, you know, canals and all that. The parents of these children were contacted 3.5 years after the other study had ended, and then were asked about how many subsequent episodes of acute otitis had there been. 70% of the parents responded, and within 6 months of the end of the initial study, about 2 out of 5 kids in each group had subsequent antibiotics for any illness. Could have been for a cough, could have been for a ear infection, anything. 3 years later, acute otitis media had recurred in 63% who'd originally gotten amoxicillin, compared with only 43% who'd gotten placebo. But remember, the parents had no idea that their kid had gotten antibiotic or not beforehand. So basically, one more kid had an episode of acute otitis media over 3 years for every 5 children who were originally treated with an antibiotic. And they tried adjusting for relevant factors like sex and allergies and history of recurrent otitis, and odds were still greater in those who'd gotten antibiotics. Now, it wasn't a big deal in that these kids didn't have more referrals for secondary care or surgery, but those are pretty uncommon in the Netherlands, and they probably weren't powered to find that even if they were looking for it. So, you know, we have all these guidelines that say, well, we need to be treating kids that have a persistent ear infection or more severe symptoms or higher fever. And, you know, we may be setting them up to actually have more infections later in life. And a very interesting study.
Mark, any idea about why this would happen? Is it this idea that you're killing off sort of normal pathogens and allowing, normal bacteria and allowing just pathogenic bacteria to populate the ear?
Well, that's what the author speculated, that there was the increased susceptibility was caused by changes in the bacterial flora of the nasopharynx. Maybe immune response was impaired because of this early exposure to antibiotics. But it's all speculative. I mean, it's, you know, we're looking at the data. It seems pretty convincing to me. I mean, there is a problem with recall bias, but and again, since the parents didn't know that their kid originally got antibiotic or not, I don't see quite how they could have been biased. So, yeah, interesting stuff.
Very interesting. Well, we'll think again about over-treating ear infections. Interesting.
Yeah.
Abstract. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you later.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.